Syria's foreign-backed opposition coalition have stopped short of supporting military action against Israel's aggression on Syrian soil. A member of the opposition has said they will only use diplomatic and political means to halt Israel's military action against Damascus. The comments come after Tel Aviv launched a deadly airstrike on Syrian soil. U.S. officials have said the attack targeted a missile convoy and a military research center suspected of housing chemical agents. Israel has also deployed its missiles near the Syrian border. The Syrian government has said it holds Israel and its allies responsible for the rising tensions. The Syrian army has warned Israel not to test the country's military capabilities. Well, from Washington, I'm joined by Dr. Webster Griffin-Tarpley, author and historian. Welcome to the program. So, Doctor, we see a soft stance by the Syrian armed forces towards the Israeli aggression on Syria, on the research center there. How should one interpret such a move?
Well, on the surface, of course, it's an outrageous violation of the UN Charter. It's an act of naked aggression, a threat to international peace and security. Under normal circumstances, we should have an emergency session of the UN Security Council, which I imagine is being blocked by the NATO powers in the background. And of course, Russia has condemned it very strongly. Iran has condemned it strongly. And it shows, once again, that the Israelis really are incorrigible aggressors. It may have something to do, in passing, with Netanyahu forming a cabinet. Maybe this is a gesture to help him get some lunatic right-wing party into his government. But I think we can also take a step back. This is a provocation, and it's a diversion. I think it all started around midweek when Khatib, the head of the Syrian National Coalition, the new puppet group, not the old one, but the new one, said that he wanted to have talks with the Assad government. He said, let's start negotiations with Assad. And at that point, things began to happen around the world. Brahimi of the UN said, that's wonderful, let's do it right away. Ban Ki-moon was delighted. But then at the White House, we had Jay Carney freaking out, saying, no, Assad must leave, Assad must leave. And I think people interpreted this call from Khatib as a sign that the Syrian rebellion may be near collapse. Otherwise, he's basically asking for an armistice. He's asking for a truce. Why would he do that? Not if he's winning, but if he's losing. And at that point, the Israelis rush in with the bombing, and we have a bombing also at the UN, the U.S. Embassy in Turkey. Now, all of that doesn't exactly help the Syrian National Coalition and the Free Syrian Army, because they are acutely embarrassed, because now it's clear who they are. They're in a united front with Israel. They're the infantry of the Israeli Defense Forces. Very, very embarrassing for them. Originally they claimed that the Israeli bombing was not the Israelis, but some mortar shells that the Syrian rebels had fired. And now the latest thing I heard an hour or two ago was that the Syrian rebels are attacking Assad because he doesn't have the guts to attack the Israelis. And of course, why would he? This is close to the border. The wreckage of the plane might fall within Israel. It might be a pretext that could be used
Indeed.
For further attacks on Syria. But I think it all underlines the growing weakness of the Syrian rebel coalition.
So very briefly, Doctor, as far as the situation is concerned, how close are we to seeing war rather than dialogue?
I think the reason for war is that the rebellion may be collapsing. And at that point, all the countries that have put so much effort and investment into this rebel coalition of death squads, terrorists, al-Nusra, and so forth, they're confronted with the fact that their entire tactic may fail. And a lot of careers are bound up with that, and a lot of prestige for the United States, the Israelis, the French, various other NATO states, the British, to be sure. And it seems to me the main danger right now is a freak out coming from the NATO and Israeli side. If they see what's going on and that they're about to lose big, they may take some kind of a flight forward. I think that's the main danger right now. There will be a meeting at the Verkunde in Munich, Germany, tomorrow with Biden, Lavrov, and Brahimi. So that might yield some interesting results. But
Indeed.
Generally, It's a freak out by the Western powers, I think, that's the main danger.
Indeed. Well, I'm sorry we have to leave it there. As always, thanks to Dr. Webster Griffin-Tarpley, author and historian from Washington.